And time now for the Friday Financial Feature with Ruby Lougheed-Yanni, the Senior Financial Advisor from Lougheed Financial Planning, Manulife Securities Incorporated. In for Ruby today, it's Hannah Rintala. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Today's Friday Financial Feature topic is estate planning. There are two things we know for certain when it comes to estate planning. The first is that we will all die. Ecclesiastes 9:5 says, "For the living know that they will die." The second is found in 1 Timothy 6:7, quote, "We brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it." According to the Ministry of the Attorney General, estate planning involves the transfer of someone's assets, for example, property and money, when they die, as well as a variety of other personal matters. Wills, estates, trusts, and power of attorney are all common tools used in estate planning. The reality that we will probably die when we least expect it creates a practical planning problem when it comes to our estate. Now, someone may be thinking, "I don't have to worry because I don't have an estate. My finances are very simple or insignificant." The reality is, if you own anything, you have an estate, even if it's not elaborate. According to a presentation by Wilmot George, Vice President of Tax Retirement and Estate Planning at CI Investments Incorporated, there are seven deadly sins when it comes to estate planning. The first deadly sin is having no estate plan or an outdated plan. If you die without a will, you die intestate. Several surveys indicate that approximately half of Canadians die without a will. When that happens, the provincial government decides how your assets will be divided, and additional legal costs are usually incurred by your beneficiaries. Of the Canadians who do have a will, according to Wilmot George, 56% of them have an outdated will. 30% of people make out their will when their first child is born and never update it after that. A will is a vital part of your estate plan that should be written as a young adult and updated periodically throughout your lifetime. The second deadly sin of estate planning is to fail to name beneficiaries correctly. For example, if you mention nieces and nephews, do you mean your nieces and nephews or your spouses or perhaps both? If you mention specific grandchildren, what about the ones that weren't born when you wrote out your will? In naming our beneficiaries, we should also distinguish between per stirpes versus per capita. Per stirpes distributes your estate to your issues via the family tree. For example, if you have two children and one of them goes on to have two children, while the other only has one child, the two sibling grandchildren would receive 25% each, and the other grandchild would receive 50%. Per capita, on the other hand, distributes equally to all. In our example, each grandchild would receive one-third. Another potential problem is to misname the beneficiaries of your charitable gifts. If this were the case, the gift would fail unless you provide the executor the power to choose a succeeding charity. Third is the inappropriate choice of executor-trustee. Executors have significant responsibilities, including arranging your funeral, consolidating your estate, preparing and filing your final tax return, paying your debts and any other expenses, carrying out the instructions of your will, and communicating your wishes to your heirs. However, in addition to the administration of your estate, the executor may also have to deal with the potential emotional issues that may arise. Clearly, trust is a key factor in your selection. You may choose to appoint co-executors that can make decisions independent of each other so that the executor's responsibilities may be shared. If your estate is especially complex, you may even choose to appoint a professional executor. The fourth deadly sin of estate planning is to ignore the sentimental value of assets in your estate. Believe it or not, people fight over things. Wilmot George encourages us to leave a roadmap of what you want to leave each person. Fifth is a lack of care in registered products like registered retirement savings plans, registered retirement income funds, tax-free savings accounts, as well as life insurance policies. When you designate beneficiaries for your registered accounts and life insurance policies, the money is not subject to probate fees and there's no delay in your beneficiaries receiving the money. However, if you wish to put certain assets in trust with one beneficiary to be later distributed equally, instead of naming all your children as beneficiaries, then both you and the beneficiary should sign a declaration of trust. Or if your division of assets are a deviation from the traditional equal splitting, and you want to leave certain assets to only one child, then, once again, it's key to provide a signed declaration of trust outlining your reasons. In this case, the beneficiary may be deemed to be held in trust unless sufficient evidence of intentions is available. Sixth is an inappropriate use of probate avoidance techniques. According to the Ontario estate law, probate is the court procedure for formal approval of the will by the court as a valid last will of the deceased and appointment of the person who will act as the executor of the estate. There are costs associated with probate application. However, the most significant can be the estate administration tax, also known as probate fees, which is charged on the total value of all the deceased's assets at the time of death. In Ontario, the tax is 0.5% of the first $50,000 of the value of the estate and 1.5% of the value exceeding $50,000. Joint accounts, registered accounts, and life insurance policies that have designated beneficiaries and gifting before death will generally allow assets to be passed outside the estate. However, these techniques may have unintended consequences to the estate that need to be considered. The seventh deadly sin of estate planning is a failure to consider the words and powers in the will. It's important not to handcuff your executor, trustee, beneficiaries, and advisors by limiting the powers they have to carry out your wishes. This point comes back to the importance of choosing an appropriate and trustworthy executor, trustee. Dying isn't quite so simple, is it? However, the more we prepare and plan ahead of time, the less stress and complications our loved ones will experience after we leave this earth. But aside from the importance of estate planning, the most important decision we make before we die is where we will spend our eternity. The very familiar verse of John 3:16 tells us, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We can secure a spot with God for eternity through his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't wait another day to prepare for life everlasting. God bless and have a great weekend.